attitude makes a difference, especially when farmers and ranchers bring the next generation into the family operation. When adult sons and daughters return to work alongside their parents, they're more likely to grow into the role if they feel invested in the farm's future. Alan Hoyer, a legacy consultant with the Keep Farmers Farming Program, says communication is also key and best started early.
The greatest gift that a parent can give to the next generation is not the asset itself, but the information about transfer intentions at a time that time is still an asset. In other words, age. Age is our friend.
For the past 11 years, Keep Farmers Farming, a program of the South Dakota Agriculture Foundation, has helped over 400 families across the region navigate transition and estate planning. Betsy and Dan Provacek, featured at the South Dakota Governor's Ag Summit, wanted to preserve their land for future generations while maintaining harmony within the family.
I, first of all, want to remain a family. I don't want to get to the point where we're not talking anymore. That's not the culture we want to be, you know. So that's what started this journey.
Hoyer encourages starting the conversation about succession early, even during high school.
We're going to hold this thing together, so we're building on the generational wealth. If you wish not to farm, that's okay, but we want to support your visions too. But tell us now so that we collectively can have the operation buy the life insurance so you know what it is. You took an unknown and made it a known.
Families ready to begin the transition planning process can find resources and support at sdagfoundation.org. For the Keep Farmers Farming Program, I'm Pam Geppert.